The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got to tell you right now, I'm kind of upset with my husband, DJ Automatic, because he never wants to watch what I want to watch. He never wants to stream what I want to stream. And I'm obsessed with a show right now. Seriously, good morning. It's a Dana Cortez show. I'm Dana Cortez.
We only watch what you want to watch. No. DJ Automatic.
Here we go. I go by Anthony A.
No, Otto, you're right when it comes to like just everyday stuff. Like if I want to watch the news or HGTV, when we binge stream something, it's usually you saying, let's watch this. And I'm like, okay.
Because I have an amazing taste in entertainment and culture, and I want to enlighten you.
Otto, you have such amazing taste and culture that you fall asleep during whatever it is you pick to watch.
And not necessarily every time. Maybe sometimes.
98. It's a lot.
And the other thing, your husband works a lot. So
there we go.
I know you work a lot.
Okay, so maybe that's the reason I fall asleep.
So let me pick the show. And let me tell you, I'm obsessed with this show.
What show are you talking about?
It's called Love Story. It is the JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette story. Oh my gosh. I am so deep into this rabbit hole. I can't wait till the next episode. It's on Disney Plus. Well, Hulu. It is so good. And you know, I've been obsessed with Carolyn Bessette for a long time. I have a book on a coffee table with all of her best looks and stories from people who loved her.
Dana,
what?
I was a subscriber to JFK Jr.'s, what was that back in
George.
The
George. No, you weren't.
God, yes, I was.
Okay. Then
JFK actually had his own magazine?
JFK Jr.
Oh, JFK
Not
Jr.
That, yeah.
Yes.
Son.
Yes.
The son that died in the plane accident.
Yes.
Like, it was a
with
long
his
ago.
Wife and her and his sister-in-law, her sister. Okay. I don't know who's watching this story or not, if it's just me. But suddenly my timeline is filled with pictures of JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette and that 90s style, that 90s moment. And they were
I didn't even know who Carolyn Bessette was until they had the plane crash. Well aware of who he was.
You know what the world was. I mean, he was there when our president, you know, John F. Kennedy, he wasn't there when he was assassinated. But everybody remembers the picture. It's a famous photo of him at age 3 saluting his father's carriage. I think it was a horse-drawn carriage. As the carriage was passing him, he saluted his father. That was JFK Jr. So I feel like the country felt like they knew him. You know what I mean? Like they knew who he was, and they felt his pain because he lost his father. And Jacqueline Kennedy was just such a stylish woman, and we had to watch her grieve as well. We weren't alive during that time either, but it's just a moment in history, a painful moment in history.
Mm.
And then he became this handsome man and such a tragic ending, you know?
So what I'm taking from this is that you are getting your history feed. You know, you're getting a little bit of history and you're getting all the romance that you could ever handle.
All of it, all the style. You know how much I love style and fashion. Like, it is everything I could ever want. You're going to have to watch it with me, Otto.
I'm just going to weigh in right here, and I don't see any compelling pitch towards DJ Automatic for him to have to watch this. Honestly.
That's it. Thank you, Ant.
He just said that he had the magazine. Why would you not want to find out how the magazine came about?
I already know everything about him.
Whatever.
There's nothing that they're going to be able to tell me in this documentary.
You know what? You're going to watch it, you're going to fall asleep, and you're going to pretend you like it. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you feel about your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend snapping, DMing, Facebooking people they work with of the opposite sex? How do you feel about, you know, if they're communicating and they're saying it's business? Because it could be business, but then why?
On Snapchat?
why not corporate email? I'm just saying, you know, it just seems to me like...
I try to keep an open mind with it. I really do. Because I believe that we also work in a very, I don't want to say intimate capacity, but
like
we communicate
a loose
a lot.
Environment? Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
we
say.
Have,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Our group, like, another platform is group chats, too.
That's
like
true.
We have
That's
a group
true.
Chat going, and sometimes I got to explain to women, you know what? Dana Cortez feels that this Cardi B news needs to be shared with us at 11 p.m. at night on a Saturday. I'm sorry. So it just happens. So
do you know how many times I stop Dana from sending a text message at Sunday morning at 8 a.m.? And I'm like, don't do that, Dana.
And I do send a lot of Instagram stories and TikTok stories and things like that. Okay, So if you just turned the radio on, the down of the DM earlier, that's what happened. Chelsea, she sent me a direct message on Instagram. And she was like, Dana, my boyfriend Justin is snapping someone at work. This lady, Sarah, her name is Sarah. And so I pretended to be Sarah because she said she just started working there. He literally was like, my girlfriend and all this stuff. It did not go down in the DM. You're on the radio. Chelsea, your girlfriend, had us call you.
He kept snapping at Sarah, girl. I didn't know why.
What?
You kept saying nothing. You started ignoring me, and I got a little paranoid.
I'm getting a promotion at work. I didn't want to tell you until it was official.
Why did you tell me? This is crazy.
So I really like that he was laughing because he's like, I'm trying to surprise you with something. You won't even let me surprise you because you're screen gazing. But I think the snap is what threw him off. Snapchat for me, I communicate with our daughter. I communicate with some of my best friends there. That's the only time I'm on Snapchat is to kind of, but we're talking about people that I'm close to. This is a woman he just met. So I can get why Chelsea might be a little bit like, what's going on here? And don't you think relationships can start from that kind of intimate situation? When you start Facebooking, DMing on Instagram, sharing memes and stuff, I'm sorry, things can get really friendly.
Get a little dicey, right?
Not to say that it's the fault of social media. I'm not saying that. But you can get closer to someone. I mean, Otto, you and I started out working together with no intention whatsoever of ever being together. Now we've been married for a long time. We have a daughter, you know. You can get to know people at work.
Our relationship basically started because I texted Dana the wrong person. I was not intending to text her in the middle of the night.
You're right. See what I'm saying? And we started talking. We were already going to lunch and stuff with other coworkers, but then I was like, what? And we're going back and forth. And
I was DJing. Yeah, I was getting out of the club. I was DJing. I was going to text somebody else. And I had been talking to Dana earlier about work. And I don't know why, but I texted her at it was 2:30 in the morning. And then she answered.
Was it a Freudian text?
It might have been a Freudian. It was a Freudian slip for sure. And we ended up talking for an hour probably. And it was.
Otto, oh my gosh.
That was the beginning of the end.
No, it was the beginning of the beginning. Hello.
Well, the beginning of the beginning for some of y'all.
Yeah, the beginning of the end for you.
Yeah,
it was the
right.
beginning of the end for my girlfriend.
Oh, gosh, Otto, gosh, I know. I just think that you should be weary, not because, like I said, of social media, because you're not someone who would ever, step out on anyone, Otto, but we became really good friends and really close friends, and then that grew into love. So I don't know how comfortable you are. Haven't you ever met someone? I remember asking you, Anthony, wait a minute, one of your serious girlfriends you met on Twitter. I remember.
Yeah. Shout out to that former platform, Twitter/X.
Oh, it's X.
That was
now,
great.
Yeah,
yes, and we did become closer over that platform as well too. Mm-hmm. But my intentions were always to slide.
Oh, you were trying to slide into the DM.
From the beginning, yes. And I think what this is coming down to right now is that you have to be able to communicate every kind of emotion to your partner.
Yes, absolutely. Because I just read a story about a couple that divorced. Because this woman had been talking to a man on Facebook for 10 years and her husband found out, and they had an emotional relationship for 10 years. Now, here's the catch, though. She never met him. She never once met the man. But the husband, after reading all of these messages, all of these years, felt like she had, been unfaithful.
Yeah.
And he walked away from the marriage. To me, I'm like, she's never met with him, but that's how emotional, that's how much he felt like she had betrayed the sanctity of their marriage.
I mean, she did. If you have a 10-year emotional relationship going on, that's a secret. That is...
Otto, yes, but they've never been physical. Okay, here's the question. You find out your partner's talking to someone for a year, whether be it Snapchat, DMing on Instagram, or just messaging on Facebook. 1 year. Are you walking away if they've never even met that person?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just don't think that talking to someone is technically being unfaithful. That's not to say that it's not disrespectful. Like you said, Otto, I will concede to that. And you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be making your partner feel disrespected. Is it worth breaking up over? I don't think so. if you were talking to someone and you weren't meeting up with them, I would just want to have, you know, conversation with you, and you would have to cut that person off. But let's go to line two. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
This is Isabel. Dana, how are you doing?
Isabel, I'm doing good. So talking to someone, direct message on Instagram, sending the DMs, you know, maybe snapping. If you're just talking, is that being unfaithful?
Well, I don't know if you ever all heard, it's emotional cheating.
I have heard that.
Because if you talk to somebody for that long time, mm-hmm. and you're married, that person is going to feel hurt and saying, why can't you talk to me? I'm your spouse. So it's more of a hurt thing and a disrespectful.
But what if you're just like being, what if it's a friend?
Well, yes, but sometimes...
we started out as friends too, Dana.
It gets dicey because sometimes some people... take things out of context. Mm-hmm. You know, you might be coming as a friend, but that might think of it more.
And Isabel, I feel like you always have such good takes. Do you think you can fall in love with words?
Yes, you can.
Okay, and that's where you're crossing the line.
I think you fall in love with words before you follow. That's how you fall in love. You don't fall, like, for the most part, you're not going to fall in love with the way somebody looks. That's the first thing that's going to
That's infatuation.
You.
That's different.
But the real connection is what comes through the words, the feeling you have when you're actually communicating with each other. And that's why I think it can get super
disrespectful. Like Isabel said, emotional infidelity. Savannah is talking to someone you're never going to meet. You have no intention of meeting. Whether you're messaging on Facebook, you're sending DMs on Instagram, you're snapping. Is that being unfaithful?
Yes. It's like 100% emotional cheating.
That's a thing now. It's like so big because of social media.
It's the word of the morning now.
Yeah. Our last caller said, you know, Isabel said you can fall in love with words. Do you believe that, Savannah?
Yeah, 100%. Somebody could sweet talk you over messaging, anything like that. It's like, how can you have this level of emotional connection to somebody that, you know, regardless if you're never going to meet them, it's like, why do you have this emotional connection with them that you should only have with your partner?
So you should be able to confide in your partner. Like if you're going to outside sources, especially someone of the opposite sex for, you know, any kind of,
emotional support, really.
Well, not just that. Yes, Otto, but you're having a bad day at work. Let me go talk to my friend online instead of my husband or my wife. You know what I mean? Hey, I want to share this good news. Let me go talk to my friend online instead of my partner. You know,
that's understandable, but thinking about that one lady they said had this emotional connection with somebody for 10 years, like, that's nuts. Like, you should be able to go to the person that you've been with for that long and feel comfortable talking to them about anything.
Savannah, but her husband left her. They didn't. Well, she never even met that man, though. She never even met him. Savannah's like, yeah.
Doesn't matter. He could have. Who knows what he was saying to her for that long?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. So
talking to him for that long.
So I have a girlfriend. I'm gonna tell you this story, and it's really gonna trip you out. One of my girlfriends, her husband was talking to someone online, and so she created an Instagram account.
Oh.
And she talked to him for 8 months. And then he went to her and said, I'm leaving you, blah, blah, blah. And she said, oh, are you leaving me for Nicole? And he was like, what? What are you talking about? She's like, I'm Nicole. The whole time. So they split
and
up.
And that right there is the difference between men and women. Women can go with that for 8 months.
Plotting and scheming, baby, the whole time. So I guess in the end, you're right. The emotional cheating of it. If you were more content, Otto, talking to another woman about your feelings, I would be so jealous and distraught that it would probably destroy our relationship.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In a world full of kind of bad news right now, I'm about to tell you a great uplifting story about Batman saving the kids. No, I am not kidding. So, Anthony, hey, let's get into celebrity birthdays so we can talk about this.
Only one person today, some reality TV royalty, J-Well, celebrating her birthday.
I met her one time. She's a nice lady.
Happy birthday, J-Well. Okay, so I will tell you, Christian Bale once upon a time played Batman. Do you remember back in the day that, wasn't he the Dark Knight?
He's the Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Christian Bale has been talking about building a foster village. This is a village for children who transition out of the foster system and become young adults and have no one to fall back on. I don't think we really understand what happens to foster kids. You turn 18 and it's like, you're on your own. Think about yourself at 18. Think about your own children. They have you to fall back on. You had somebody to fall back on. These children have no one. And so Christian Bale has been talking about this for a very long time. And now it's done. It's called Together California. Here he is talking about it.
16 years, yeah. Look, I didn't think it was going to stay that long. You know, I had a very naive idea about kind of getting a piece of land and then bringing kids in and the brothers and sisters living together and sort of singing songs like the Von Trapp family and Sound of Music, which I've never even seen, but I understand. Then learning, no, it's way more complex. You know, these are people's lives and we need to be able to have them land on their feet when they age out, etc. And there's so much involved in this. And it's a beautiful model. It's incredible. And it's amazing that it hasn't happened before.
And I want to correct something I said. It is not only for young adults transitioning out of the foster system. It is for foster children in general, with an aim to prevent the separation of siblings, which happens a lot. And it's so sad because you want to keep brothers and sisters together. There are 12 residential townhomes, 2 studio apartments for transitional housing, and a 7,000 square foot community center. What he said is right. Why aren't these all over the country? What are we doing?
I mean, what a great thing that he's doing. I had read about this a while back, and I saw it's like a small village he's built, and it's for a great cause. But the one thing I'm thrown off by is that was Christian Bale talking?
Yes.
Yep.
He's not from here, Otto.
I just thought he talked like the Dark Knight the whole time. I had no idea.
We built this foster home for you. Well, no, Otto. No. So you didn't. Where is he from? Is it Australia or is it England? I don't remember exactly where he's from, but he's got that accent that I think, you know, it's the UK. So producer Jack just confirmed it is from across the pond.
Is Christian Bale turning into Bruce Wayne? Because Bruce Wayne built like a foster home for children too.
Anthony, maybe he was inspired, but I also want to shout out Leonardo DiCaprio, who donated a huge amount of money. And there's a lot of others who actually contributed. If you want the story, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. We all need a little good news, right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.